And now on Counterpoint, it's our resident satirist and commentator, Patrick Cook.
While we were waiting for Ms. Gillard's media inquiry and wondering whether journalists will be licensed or microchipped like pesky dogs, a much more important media inquiry occurred, inquiring into Andrew Bolt. Mr. Bolt suggested that some Aboriginal people aren't very Aboriginal, and they may be rorting the Aboriginal industry. This hurt the feelings of the people named, notably Professor Horse Sex Berendt, an Aboriginal woman famously indifferent to the hurt feelings of other Aboriginal women. The correct response of the wounded professor and her colleagues would have been to reply to suggestions that they are not very Aboriginal, and that they may be rorting the system, with an article, or a letter, or an interview, or a book, or a documentary, in which they say, yes we are, and no we don't, respectively. That is the way it works. Mr. Bolt's remarks rekindled some discussion about Aboriginal identity and who is entitled to it, which is an interesting topic. And they reminded readers about the Aboriginal industry, and how much money there is in it, and how little of that money seems to go to Aboriginal people who really need it. This is also an interesting and sadly persistent topic. And the professor has already been described as divisive and unsuitable to head a review of Indigenous education by notable Aboriginal leaders. And Andrew Bolt has already been accused of being unreasonably conservative by people who aren't and who want him suppressed. No one went to court. But the professor and her friends did not assert themselves through our free media. They went to the federal court and struck Goldert in the form of Justice Bromberg, who went where other judges don't, not even judges of libel and defamation, and read between the lines. There he discovered that hurt feelings were a punishable offence. Now, it has been asserted that the federal court is higher stacked than a pancakes parlour breakfast with soft defenders of the Labour faith. Paul Keating skited about it. It can also be argued that Mr. Justice Bromberg is a rum sort of a judge, who either doesn't listen to what he is saying, or doesn't understand the legal implications if he does, because his judgment, if generally applied, would mean the end of the free media, even those media who are presently free to hurt Mr. Bolt's feelings. Lying Dutchman isn't much less hurtful than Aboriginal imposter. Hurt feelings are very often the end product of journalism, especially if what is said is hurtfully true, or hurtfully likely, or even a sincerely hurtful opinion. Among those persistently at risk of hurt feelings are X-Factor contestants and politicians. Indeed, Senator Conroy has already banned the criticism of his NBN by its competitors, lest his feelings be hurt. Hurt feelings are also wonderfully easy to fake, even more so than remorse. If they ever become a defence against being reported, a free media will cease. More importantly, Australian political cartooning will be totally suppressed and civilization will end right there. Tom Jefferson rather oddly defended a free press when he said that he would rather have a free press than a free government, even though if he didn't have a free government, he wouldn't have a free press. Still, we know what he meant. That is why a free press is the First Amendment of the US Constitution, instead of trailing in behind the right to bear arms and shoot bears. This political freedom should not be casually shredded by an amateur deconstructionist in a wig, reading between the lines, like some deranged music lover deciding that a Philip Glass silence is off-key. One freely expressed opinion is that in this matter, Justice Bromberg is too dangerous to sit on a federal court bench. He ought to be sitting on a bench in a park, reading between the lines, to an invisible friend. Fortunately, the free press has found a champion in the Sydney Morning Herald's David Marr, who wrote a piece criticising Mr. Bolt's pieces for their suggestions and for an error of fact. Mr. Bolt was then obliged to either admit error, or suck it up, or retaliate by pointing out a similar error by Mr. Marr, or all three, which he did. They then retired to their respective corners. This is just as it should be. No judges were involved during the making of this spat, and Mr. Marr demonstrated conclusively that they were not required. When the licences are grudgingly issued to journalists by the government, Mr. Marr and Mr. Bolt should both have gold ones, even if they both flunk the one-eyed test.
Patrick Cook returns to Counterpoint in 1 month's time.